In our last session, we began to see that there could be divine purposes or reasons for much of our suffering. The Bible tells us that through suffering we are challenged, tested, and prepared for eternity with the Lord. In 1 Peter 5:10 we read, "And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, establish, and strengthen you." And in 2 Corinthians 4:17, "For this slight momentary affliction is preparing us for an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison." And as Jesus says, "Just as it is difficult for a woman in labor to look to the future and experience the joy of the birth of the child, so it is difficult for us to free our minds of pain when we are in the midst of great suffering. It is therefore very important for us to grasp hold of these eternal truths when we are not suffering." So when we are not facing great trials of our faith is when we need to strengthen our faith, so that we can weather the storms that we know will come. For we will all face suffering, loss of loved ones, even death itself, which comes to all. And how do we prepare ourselves? Firstly, by accepting that suffering is part of this life, to be faced and conquered with God's help. Secondly, by praying to God regularly to keep us faithful through suffering and trials of all kinds. Thirdly, by reading widely on the subject of faith and prayer. There are two excellent books which come to mind. One is entitled, "Where is God When It Hurts?" and the other, "How Much Faith Does It Take?" Fourthly, by continuous spiritual growth through Bible reading, church attendance, the reading of Christian literature, joining Bible study groups and other such activities which keep us involved and growing spiritually. Fifthly, by being prepared to move into the ambit of other people's suffering. Many try to insulate themselves from the suffering of other people by living in the most suffering-free areas, using money to buy the most pleasant surroundings, keeping away from those who are hurting in various ways. This hothouse approach is not good preparation for eternal life. There are others who go into suffering situations. Mother Teresa immediately comes to mind. Also missionaries and those who help the disabled and counsel those in trouble. This is the way of not only carrying out the Lord's commandments, but also to strengthen ourselves to face our own problems. And sometimes this is good therapy for our own suffering, to subordinate it in the service of others. Our own suffering can also be a preparation for helping others, as we read in 2 Corinthians 1:3. In these words, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God." Finally, the greatest help has come to many Christians in their suffering, knowing that Jesus Christ their Lord suffered as no other person has ever had to suffer. In addition to the terrible physical torture, hanging on the cross for 6 hours, with his back having been previously opened up by a leaded whip, he bore on his perfectly holy soul the sins of the whole world. And he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me?" as he experienced the ultimate in suffering, separation from God, because of our sinfulness and our failure. He who knew no sin became to be sin for us. And at that same time, while he suffered in the extreme, he forgave those who were torturing him, as he forgives us whose sins sent him to that cross, when we turn to him in faith. He reconciles us to God, those who believe in him, that he died for them, will not have to face eternal separation from God, the ultimate suffering, but have eternal life.